Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl stamp. And with that,
everybody needs a little time away.
Don't say.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Thursday, June 30th, 2011, and this is Bill.
This is Ricky.
And this is James LeBron.
I like that this is Thursday, June 30th. Not, it is Thursday, June 30th.
Because it's Thursday.
And it's a shitstorm outside.
I'm telling you right now, it is severely thunderstorming, lightning outside, and it's making me nervous as shit.
It doesn't help that also we almost just finished a box of wine.
Four bottles, right?
That's what the box says. But
the box says four bottles. It's like 3 liters, like, though.
Well, this is the Target brand. This is.
It says 3 liters.
Me. Welcome to Bill's Box.
Oh, yes. We have a new segment.
Well, you know, Ricky has mentioned several times that he thinks that all the podcasts from now on, especially when I'm here, should be when we're drinking wine because they always end up a tad nuts.
Right.
And we like wine and, you know, wine's when we play dress up. Oh, my. I don't know if y'all can hear that.
God, it's not like that.
Anyway, so I decided that if we're going to try wines on the show, you all might as well taste my box and we might as well sample the glories that are boxed wine. So today we're having white sangria from Target. I moved with it.
You were good.
My microphone was kind of
going crazy,
but I followed it. So anyway, yeah, Ricky's been, well, actually, we all
have
been.
What'd you do?
I don't do shit. He's been touching it.
No.
My microphone.
What did you do to your mic?
I didn't do shit. Why don't y'all talk, and I'll fix
it. So I am not liking the fact that I'm having to share Bill's box with everyone. Makes me kind of sad.
You'll get over it.
Right. No. Y'all, we just got off of what was supposed to be like a 5-minute cameo on another podcast, which turned into like a good 20 minutes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What was fun. What was the name of that show again?
They're your friends. It was the first time we've ever heard of them.
Romo and Baloo.
Like,
Pod Cubs Live.
Mm-hmm.
Baloo is a bear. Wuzzle is the mix.
And if you guys have never heard them, you need to go over and just listen to Baloo talk because he will make you cream your panties so hard right now.
First of all, I don't know how hard they try to keep that R rating every time they record, but let me tell you, that was some dirty.
That was dirty.
He makes me feel...
But when we say dirty, we don't mean like dirty in the offensive way. We mean dirty as in like we all left a tad moist and a little wet.
Oh my God.
Nessa was there, and I'm pretty sure she was even kind of...
Nessa was wet.
Yeah.
She had to change her tampon and her diva
Speaking
cup.
Of Nessa, should we do our
Let's
big announcement?
Let's do this!
You might actually hear it on their show before you hear it on ours.
Fucking bring it!
So you guys, you know, you heard this Pride 48 thing that's going on, and we forgot to talk about our gifts on the last show.
I have it in the notes.
Okay. You know, Pride 48 is happening in September. We're
Shit's
all meeting
down.
Up in Las Vegas. We've already have our rooms booked.
And by all, it's all three of us. I'm mm-hmm. coming.
Oh, yay!
Bill and James will be there.
So, you know, it's a big to-do. Like, there's going to be a lot of people there. So far, I think there's like 16 or 20 rooms booked.
Nice.
And there's just not one person in each room. So that means, you know, a good two or three people in each room.
Who's our fourth Ricky?
I'm not done. Jesus said to answer it now.
You say speak.
I swear to God that you were just getting ready to say, Jesus, take the wheel. I really thought that was going to come out of your mouth.
I love it.
So, y'all, the person that is going to be sleeping in the bed with me, or Bill, actually, because this
Damn,
person's all about
close.
Bill.
They're getting close.
Well, frankly, since this person also said that she wants to... Oh, I said she. Mm-hmm. So now you're going to know. Anyway, that she wants to cuddle and fart.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to fart in my sleep a little.
Yeah, he does.
Do you cuddle a lot, too?
No.
Well, I do it first.
Oh!
I do it first.
It gets too hot.
It gets too fucking hot.
It gets mm-hmm. way too hot.
I don't like that either.
I am a chunky boy who is furry as fuck with
Both
a beard.
Both of us are always like...
And you know what? I had that issue, too. When I was with Cedric, like, he would always want to, like, cuddle me.
And you're like, no!
And, like, I would wake up and I would try to pull myself from him, and it would be like...
I love to cuddle. I will cuddle when we start to sleep, and I will cuddle when we wake up. If you cuddle me in the middle of the night, I will cuddle back. But I will separate at some point, and it'll be like an off and on thing.
Right.
I am a chunky boy who is furry as fuck with a beard and a sunburn right now.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, God, this triad's getting real hot right now.
No, it's just because the AC's not on.
How does it feel to be between us and Ben? Heaven?
Between us. Oh,
he said Ben. No. For a minute, I thought he said Ben, too.
That's what I was like. Who's between us and Ben? I'm like,
oh, my God, Ben is my first boyfriend. My first boyfriend I ever had.
Freudian?
No. Nate was mine.
He dates a drag queen now.
I dated a drag queen.
My first boyfriend was like for a week. First time I had sex with like gay sex. Lewd. And it was the most awful experience of my life, both topping and bottoming.
Should we discuss it?
If you want. So, okay. So what had happened was, to say Ricky and James, is that, you know, he was also in his 30s. I was a late bloomer in the gay sex world.
Mr. 30 should be experienced now.
Should be experienced. And he also said that he had never bottomed, and I was his first to top, but then I was his first to top and bottom, or to me. We fucking did it without lube.
And I
didn't know better. I didn't even watch porn, so I didn't know that lube was actually in a part of the sexual experience. And I just remember thinking, even the topping, like, this is not comfortable.
Right.
And
it's chafing.
The bottoming was just horrendous. And afterwards, I remember talking to someone, it's like, I want to
bottom. Did you have a hairy hole? Because it was probably ripping the hair right out of it.
Well, yes, I had a hairy hole. I have a hairy hole now.
Me too.
And Lord knows, I'm not taking my razor blade near that thing. I don't care who you are.
Oh.
Well, you're, I don't know, good for you. Good for you. But you know what? I can't see there.
You don't have to see the shave.
No. It's so funny because now I'm reminded of the part in that Bridesmaids where she's like, and you probably got your ass bleached.
You know what? I did get my ass bleached. And it looks beautiful.
So, back to me. Oh. it was just awful. So I remember telling someone once about it, and they're like, girl, you're supposed to use lube. You're going to have to try again, and one day you'll thank me, and you're going to be a big raging bottom. I'm still waiting for that day.
That day has yet to come.
Oh, what's going to happen?
But still.
Yes.
That was that first experience.
Yes.
So we talked about way too much about my box.
Good save.
Yes, we've just talked a lot about my box.
Weren't we going to talk about something else? The trucker thing.
Yeah.
Do you want to skip it a little bit?
No. We got to get it out of the way because I'm interested in this because I've never heard
We never said who was staying with us. Nessa, right?
Nessa.
Nessa is staying.
My new BFF. We'll actually get to be.
We are staying with her.
Nessa, I sleep in my underwear.
She's okay with that. She sleeps naked.
Okay.
With her engorged clit just all out.
I kind of like boobies.
At least she'll have something soft to sleep on.
I think she has some big boobas.
I won't touch them and like rape them, but I like them.
I won't touch them.
Ricky will.
That was interesting. Did you read the article in the Red Eye about the lady that went to the gay pride and was felt up by the gay guys? And she was like, that is not okay.
No, I didn't, because I'd never leave my home since I worked from home. I'm out right now.
That's sad.
Speaking of being out, guess what? I'm officially an Illinois resident and have license plates and registration.
What was that?
Something fell, but who knows? actually, that was lightning and the rain. Is that hail? Because someone's car alarm is
going off. It is hail. Let's pause.
Damn.
I wonder if my car is okay.
It's a pause.
Okay, y'all, we just had the craziest storm ever.
Hail no storm.
Hail no storm.
That was the biggest hail I've ever seen in my life. That was.
I'm telling you, it gets bigger in the Midwest.
It does. Well, all of a sudden, we hear something. It sounds like it dropped.
Something dropped, and then it was just like, what was that? Oh, nothing.
It was crazy, and it happened twice, and it was big and white.
True.
And the hail too.
That wasn't a pearl necklace from Pride?
No, it was not.
I wouldn't want that pearl necklace.
So let's see, we talked about my box. Oh, yeah.
Talk about the trucker.
Oh damn, fuck. So first of all, we just went live. I know they just mentioned on another podcast.
Yes.
And one of them was talking all trucker-like with a deep voice.
Because he's a trucker.
Because seriously, he was talking like this and saying some dirty shit that made us all want to cream in our pants. Well, anyway, but I forgot to say that when I was in college, I used
to...
What had happened was, I can't say that I didn't masturbate in my car for a couple truckers while I was driving down the interstate.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Is this before you had your first experience?
This isn't in the middle of it all.
I love that
And
so hard.
And they'd watch, and I would stick next to the truck and masturbate, finish, and then leave them. Come on, I know that there's listeners out there that have done dirtier shit in rest stops, flashed their titties, all kinds of other stuff.
But am I dating other listeners? No.
First of all, I'm not gonna justify my shit for my youth.
You do not have to do that.
No.
It happens for real. Some of us are still in our youth.
That's
some of
right.
us are not.
Exactly.
We have a past. Some of us are creating their past.
Who are you referring
some
to?
Some of us are creating their past. Be careful, girl. There's goblets around.
Of wine, not fire. Because Ricky doesn't like Harry Potter.
I did have butter beer when I was in Florida. It's good.
Wow. I have a recipe for it if you want to make it.
No, thanks.
Anyway, that I know that was kind of anticlimactic, but yes, I have masturbated in my car while driving down Interstate 4 truckers. So let's read some reviews. Actually, no. You guys are kind of shitty right now for not thanking some of your fans. You forgot to do it last show. And didn't y'all get shit?
Y'all, we got presents.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We got presents. Actually, it's from Anthony in San Antonio.
Is it cute?
Yeah, but let me tell you what I did.
Uh-oh.
So what happened was...
This does not sound good.
So I thought it was Anthony that lives in Chicago because he had told me that Jujubee is going to be in town like July 12th.
What?
Mm-hmm. And she said that she may have time to hang out with us after her whatever she does that day.
Oh my God.
I thought it was that Anthony. So I get this text message from Anthony that says, hold on, let me read it to you.
Wait, so I'm confused. Now, is Jujubee really coming? Is she still coming to Chicago and
yes.
we still may be able to meet her?
Yes.
And you're going to make this happen?
My friend Anthony, or a listener to the show, Anthony, is his cousin, her cousin.
Right. By making sure that this is a Chicago Anthony.
Yes, that's okay. Chicago Anthony. The one I'm going to read is Texas Anthony. So, he's the one that sent us the gift, and we were talking about the pretzels, or what he gave you. And he says he's pink, he has a cut soul. And I said, okay, because I thought it was the other Anthony. And I was like, awesome. And he goes, I play I Want to Be in That Hole when you're squatting over it for my boyfriend, and he was cracking up. And I go, awesome. I go, did he like it? And he said, yes. And I go, oh, that's awesome. I'll have to let know about Juju, because I thought it was, and I said your real name.
Oh.
And I thought, because he knows you, the listener knows you.
Anthony?
Yeah, the Chicago
Not
listener
that Anthony?
Knows you. Not this Anthony.
Uh-oh.
So I accidentally said,
oh, no, you
your
did
real
not.
Name. And he's like, who's? Mm. And I was like, and then he goes, is that James LeRoy?
Way to fucking go.
And I said, wait, you're not local Chicago Anthony? He goes, no, this is Texas Anthony. And I was like, oh, yeah, so shh. And then he goes, this is the best part. He goes, laughing my ass off, I won't tell an uncut soul. And I said, well played.
You better not, or I will recut your soul.
Which he's probably already added you to Facebook.
Oh, speaking.
No, he hasn't actually.
Well, that was the other funny thing about that other podcast was that he's going through that foreskin reconstruction.
Yeah.
Weight
that's,
shit.
I'm glad my grandparents decided to give me the option. And
I like your uncut soul and all, but I think I can stick with my cut one. Mm-hmm. It's
fine. If I was going to have to readjust, I'm good with my halfsies.
Mm-hmm. I love Lauren.
Your half? Huh?
So Anthony in San Antonio sent us gifts, and he sent me the movie, because in the last in the last show, I said I had never seen Bear City. So he sent me the DVD for Bear City.
I can't wait to watch it.
Are we watching it tonight?
I don't know.
Well, it's already 9:42.
And?
Well, you don't have to work.
I don't have to work. Though I do have to get up and make sure I go to...
Wait, you get to roll out of bed five minutes before you go to work.
Not necessarily always.
30 minutes.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that I don't work and work hard.
I have to be up at 5:15.
Well, I can't help it that you got a job in the suburb. It's a job, and we're proud and happy that you
got
a job.
You go, girl. I got it, girl. Get it, girl.
And then what did he get you? What did he get you?
This is somebody different. This is Teresa.
No, I think he ordered that from somebody, or he sent it from somebody, because he told me he sent those to you.
Oh, well, it's from Teresa from Anthony to me. But I got a few bags of the pretzel M&Ms, and I don't understand.
Did we talk about that?
I don't remember.
Did you put it on your list? You made a list, and I swear to God, you put those
Put them on your list. No, but we didn't send the list to anybody other than one person, and that was Joe in Dallas.
Maybe all these people talk.
It could be.
Well, we all know they do talk.
Well, Joe's in Dallas, Anthony's in San Antonio. I mean, the world is small.
Well, we do know they talk because, you know, shit travels in this.
Shit does travel, don't it? Real quick.
Yes.
Real quick.
And I'm new to all this, and it's whoo.
I know, right? Y'all, we should have a new soap opera. It's called Podcasters of Our Lives.
Welcome to Podcasters of Our Lives.
Whatever.
As the gay world turns, Ricky is a whore.
Well, thank
and
you for
James is
that
a black guy that stands on the lawn with his lantern. Or actually, James is a fucking scary kid and says, "Batman, what is that? What did he say?
Oh, what did it say? But that is the best picture ever, and I do have to admit the comment that that went with it.
Oh, the picture of you, the first picture that Bjorn posted.
Yes,
it's the funniest shit ever.
I just want to give a shout out to Cece.
Cece,
yeah. Listener of the show.
He's cute.
I showed you a picture of him.
No, I just sent a picture of him because I have so many friends that are friends with him on Facebook.
Of Cece?
With James Roy.
Yeah, the scary picture says,
Simple.
We killed the Batman.
He looks a little like Penguin.
He does.
Like who?
Like the Penguin. Look at his teeth.
Oh, he does.
His teeth are a little...
Well, you got the note.
And then what was the note that...
Yeah.
And then, what was the note that came along with it?
Hey, it's the first picture of James the Roy. I'm so sorry, Ricky.
Rude.
I kill you.
You know what?
Who is Buddha Cub?
Mm-hmm. No, Buddha Cub's the person from Tumblr. Bjorn is the person that posted it.
Oh, okay.
So he must have reblogged it or something. Whatever that's called on.
Because the funny
Tumblr.
Thing is, I follow Buddha Cub.
Of course you do. Because he's probably fat.
Well, he is, but that's not why.
You know what? I may be chunky, but I am not fat.
Well, you know what I mean. Big boned.
Silence is the best.
No, you know all of his friends are big boys.
I know. It just means that I'm a big boy, too, which I know I'm chunky.
Well, girl, we are big boys.
I know.
I said, girl, we are big boys. So, y'all, we have some reviews to read. Y'all know we have a contest going on till July 6th. We extended it to be nice.
Will this actually play before then?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll come out. This one will come out tomorrow. And then, no. The one before this one will come out.
Yeah.
This is hard. The one we first recorded will come out Friday. The next one will come out Monday or Tuesday.
And then we record.
And then we'll record
Thursday,
on Thursday.
But the cutoff is until Wednesday.
Wednesday, July 6th.
Gotcha.
So we have three more reviews. I want to read this one because it's totally weird. And I don't get it. I'm just so confused. It's by, the title is Pink or Brown, which I love. And it's from P-Job. It says, like an Auntie Anne's pretzel covered hot dog dipped in chocolate and teardrops topped with caramel and love handles with 96-ounce Coke to wash it down. That's the review. 5 stars.
Well, I think that's good because it gave you 5 stars. Because I love me some Auntie Anne's pretzels. when you stick the hot dog in it, it is pretty good. Now, I don't know if I'd want a hot dog and a pretzel dipped in chocolate topped with caramel kisses.
I don't know. Teardrops might be good on it. What?
It's a fat. It's a fat girl's dream. That's what that is.
Oh,
this
is that
show
what it is?
Is a fat
is
girl's,
a fat girl's
Yeah,
I like the way you think, Bill.
Thanks, P-Job.
You're so good.
You're welcome.
Good job, P-Job.
That's why I'm here.
So, thank you very much. We appreciate it. The 5-star review, of course. I mean, we are 5-star. You know, 5-star material. So,
exactly. I'm reading the next one.
Okay.
Okay. So it's from Kevin HNL.
And what's the title?
I love it. It says, I've been listening to File Monkeys for a couple years now and have always enjoyed the podcast. I must say, adding James Roy to the cast has been a very positive addition, and positivity is just what File Monkeys needed. Ooh. I just love the sound of James Roy's voice. He's carefree and funny.
Sure,
the thing I love the most about James Roy is that he is from Nebraska.
Ew.
Oh, and Ricky's good too. Loves.
I'm going to have iTunes remove that review.
Speaking of Nebraska, because I don't think we talked about this in the first show.
Uh-huh.
I still don't understand how he is Midwestern and has never heard of fried biscuits
and
apple
butter.
No.
That's just wrong. No. Well, it's probably to them. Wait, we have to adjust because this is Nebraska.
No,
fried corn fritters.
No.
And applesauce.
No, I'm from Indiana, from the land of corn. And my family was just as poor as his. And this is a poor man's food.
Because
I'm telling
good.
You, we
I
used to make
it.
Donuts out of that stuff, and then you know,
apple butter is fucking good.
Well, he loves apple butter. That's what I was shocked that he has never.
Have you ever seen it made homemade?
No.
Oh my god, you can go to Tennessee and they're making huge vats
well,
of it.
I've made it before.
It's no, like, I'm talking about like 400-gallon.
Well, of
and
course.
All the people are dressed up like they're pilgrims still, and they're
because
like,
you know,
I hate my job. I'm getting paid $7.50 an hour to make apple butter.
You gotta make a shit ton for Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever do home the schooling like in like elementary?
I did not do homeschooling.
No, where you would what?
I did not do homeschooling.
No, not homeschooling.
Those are the freaky kids.
Homestead.
Use your words.
Schooling.
No, what's that?
Where you would actually go and pretend that you were back in the day.
Oh, no, but Indiana.
I don't think it's called homestead schooling. There's some other word for it.
We used to go to, there was a place in Indiana that a lot of people go to that was fantastic called, oh my God, Top. And it was one of those parks.
What?
Shut the fuck up. It was one of those.
don't.
It was one of those. God, I have so many things that I want to say when I'm on wine, but I just can't. Because it would star some shit in your world and my world.
Can you write down 2240? I have to take that out.
What?
Sorry. What he just said. I can't let that go.
Oh. Anyway. Like, it's like this, a park, and that's a, how the fuck do I say it?
Is there like a one-room schoolhouse there?
It's a whole village where people
right.
do.
So it's
like
Williamsburg,
where they do the smith making and the candle stuff.
That's Williamsburg.
That's exactly
so
what we did.
So schools can go and you can watch people and talk to them in character. Like you can have a conversation
yes.
with them, but they can only respond.
Oh,
yes.
As if they
are the character
as they
from there.
Live there. So
but
like,
you're like in third or fourth grade, so you're not going to be
well,
inappropriate.
We
be
went
like,
to Jamestown and Williamsburg, which
yeah,
is
yeah. I think it's the same type of thing.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Right. But basically what we would do is we'd actually spend the day there.
It's
and
like
we would
that
dress
Oprah
up
show.
In we would dress up in overalls and whatnot.
Do you remember when Oprah did that project where she actually where she got all those people and made them live like it was in the early 1900s and then she actually took all of her makeup off and went there as well and tried
really?
To do it?
Really? And
she and
then they made her into a slave?
It's Oprah.
Oprah is not. Well, she was in The Color
Purple.
Well, not really so much a slave, but...
Well, you know...
She was attitude.
That's where Harpo Studios come from.
Mm-hmm. You so is ugly.
I love that.
From your mouth to my ears. Yar. Yar, Blanche. Yar.
But yes, that's what we did in elementary.
No,
is we did a...
Now. Yeah.
Really?
I'm hot.
I'm hot. I'm always
we've
hot.
We've had
it's
four
just,
bottles
just,
of wine.
Technically.
No, we've had a box of wine. It's not
which
empty
says
yet.
Four bottles.
But it's not empty yet.
How much? Let me fill
I don't.
It.
I still.
I like how it went from my side to sitting on the floor now.
I still think that the alcohol content of this white sangria from Target, that is white wine with natural
it's
flavors.
Technically
let's
3 liters.
It
it's 3 liters.
Yeah, liters a bottle.
So then why does it say four bottles?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, what? Someone can't do math at Target.
This says alcohol 10%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pour me another glass.
Maybe we are watching Bear City before wow. we
oh, look at this.
Before we
empty
that.
Dribble. Oh my god. Shake it's almost it. Out. Come on, shake it. Shake the rest of the bag out. Come on,
shake it.
You have prostate issues.
You got it on my face.
Ooh, some prostate issues there. Oh, dribble. Old
prostate.
It's like an old man at the urinal.
So does that mean we need to open it now?
You better open that box.
And then get the bladder out, because you know it's called a bladder.
Do you guys want me to bring you ice?
Yes.
Twinsies.
Oh, fat boys. Wait.
Oh.
Yeah, you're an F-I'm. What are we going to talk about while James is away? Do you want to know anything about James?
Yeah.
What do we want to know? I don't know. What do you want to know? Ask me.
I pretty much know everybody.
I kind of wish we were now talking live, like when we shared his show, because
we could talk about something.
I could have shared some shit while he was away.
Nope, too late.
Too late. Here's back.
I'm back.
Maybe we could do a live show and we can out him and doing something like Nicole did about docking.
I'm gonna say ice.
We tried. Look,
y'all, this is empty. It's so close to empty.
No, this. Oh no. There is some goodness left in there.
Not a lot of goodness.
Not a lot of goodness, but enough for you to top your glass off and then mine.
It's a top.
I'm an enabler. Oh.
Oh.
Whoa, share. Share.
Someone say my name.
This is all very exciting for the listeners.
I know, right?
But
we barely have enough.
He is squeezing. Just the last juice out of the tip.
Jizz.
out of the bladder of this box wine.
That's it. We drink all that.
Four bottles of wine.
Give me my juice.
Hold on, it's like the toothpaste.
You gotta roll it up.
So
that's almost. Never mind.
Now, so the next time we record,
that's what happens.
No, it's because I talk too closely in my moisture.
my moisture.
Do you want another? Do you want to explore more white box wines, or do you want to go red next time?
White because with red you have to eat stuff.
You want to keep tickling and tasting my white box?
I would definitely rather white than red, because if it's red, there's an issue.
No lube.
Or infected.
Ew.
Or you're looking on the inside.
That's pink on the inside.
I'll do a rosé. There you go.
A rosé to match a rosebud.
Chocolate starfish.
We have one more.
You want to read it, Bill?
Can you make it bigger?
Hold on.
I can make it bigger, baby.
Hold on. I'll do this.
Make it bigger for me, Ricky. Make it bigger for me.
Does that work? Hold on. Let me.
Okay.
Hold on.
Almost. Yeah, okay. So, new cast, but still great, by Moose in North Carolina. A podcast that's been around for a long time. Some cast changes over the years, but it's always been good. The current cast, Ricky, James, and Bill, have great chemistry. James and Bill, the newest people on the podcast, are great. Ricky brings a southern charm that is delightful. This is sometimes serious, often funny, always entertaining. This is a must-hear podcast. Five stars.
I think we have to...
So is he
toast
now?
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Toast. Cheers.
Careful, girl.
I kind of like how I went from just being forced to talk from the background because I was a ride, and now all of a sudden I'm a cast member.
And you are pushing me out of the way.
Oh, cast member. Mm-hmm. I like that. We're not co-hosts. We're cast members.
We work for Disney.
I can't get this.
Do the Disney point. Why can't two fingers.
I can't get this to go down.
No. And that's what he said.
Two in the pink.
Oh, there you go. Scroll it down.
So
like
that's
a vagina.
So thanks for leaving the review.
Thank you very much. That was six.
That was a really good review to end on. For
that was a very
reviews.
Good one.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You guys have till July 6th. Come on, leave us some more because we really appreciate it and we really like it. And
you might get paid.
It validates me.
And y'all know you have other email accounts,
right? Use your Craigslist email account. Because we all have those, right? Yeah.
Furry jackhammer at hotmail.com.
You guys, email that email address and Bill will respond to you.
Yeah.
What else we got here? We talked about... We talked about the presents, right?
Yes,
we did. What's this little kid on the train thing?
Oh my god.
Someone's gay.
So
and drunk.
Lauren was on the bus, or Lauren was on the train with us. We were leaving the Glenwood. So you know, we were up on Morse. Yep. And you know, there's a couple stops in between that are you'll get shot, you know, kind of thing. So yes.
Thorndale
and Wilson.
And, yeah. I forget you guys have to come back.
I've never gotten off at get off at Berwyn. What's it called?
Yes, you got off at Berwyn.
And then I fucked it up, and then I had to call James Leroy. You were like,
James, I'm lost.
It doesn't look the same.
It doesn't look the same. I'm like, do you see this landmark?
Yes.
You got off at the wrong stop.
Oh.
Well, how do I get there? Well, you walk this way.
Is it far?
Well, yeah.
I was talking to Mickey Mouse.
I like the confused Ricky voice.
Yeah? Yeah?
What's going on here?
You're fired. So on Wilson, okay, you guys, Wilson is not in a very good area, and a lot of the people that get on there are ethnic. So these three girls get on with this little boy. He may have been 2 or 3. He was old enough to say, I have to pee.
Aww.
So these three girls probably were maybe 16 years old and just...
Not caring.
Treating him like he's a rag doll, throwing him around, like whatever. He's like, I have to pee.
Bill and I were at a park, by the way, side note. And this, it looked like what it was the sister had her little brother there, and the sister was like 16, 17, and the little brother was maybe like 8. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go swing, and her sister was hanging out with a couple guys and everything, and she's like, no, no, you sit over here. He's like, but I just want to swing. And Bill and I were just like, come swing with us.
So these three girls were arguing. And then so the one girl got the boy and was actually going to take him to the back door of the train and pee out of the back door of the train. You know, where people walk through.
Shut up.
And hold him while he peed.
Shut up.
And then she's like, do you got some lotion I can borrow?
To you?
Yeah.
You got and
I was like,
lotion.
I have sunblock. It's just like, no.
I need some like cocoa butter.
But I was shocked. I mean, I was like, okay, first of all, they're treating him like a rag doll, just throwing him around. And then they were going to make him pee out of the back door of the train, which goes over traffic and pedestrian walkways.
Yeah, you're
disgusting.
Like peeing on people. That's disgusting.
Oh my God, I'm sweating like a motherfucker. Oh.
It's gross. Mm. No.
Too dark for me.
Yes.
He's Latino. Mm.
Okay, Ricky, we're doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
Get off your damn
bone. So y'all talk about something real quick.
So remember that thing we said about you being a whore?
Might be true.
Mm-hmm.
Ding. Oh, here's Ding. Do you guys know this person?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't been on there forever.
No one
talks
to
me. Well, not a lot of people talk to me on here, but for some reason I got some
messages.
This is
very exciting for your listeners.
I know. Do you guys know this person?
He seems very
familiar.
Looks familiar.
He's not ugly.
No. No, he ain't. So, coming up is the 4th of July.
Born on the 4th of, or 3rd of July. That's from.
Do.
You know what that's from?
No.
Still Magnolias.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I love that
movie. Drink a juice, Shelby.
I love that movie, and I will fucking cry every time I see it.
Absolutely.
Is it sad that I've never cried?
At that movie?
Yeah.
No, it's because you cry enough a big fish to make it.
I don't think you were supposed to say that because he didn't say what movie it was that made him cry.
No, I'm pretty sure we did.
No, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay. He just can't.
You know what movie makes me cry every time?
I just won't watch it with people.
Yeah.
You're going to watch it with me.
No, he won't.
We're going to watch the movie that makes me cry all the time and the movie that makes you cry all the time when we're like sad.
And drunk.
And drunk.
When I have the cry shawl.
It's going to have to be the cry quilt.
We need like the quilt.
The cry quilt.
The cry quilt.
My movie that makes me cry every single time, and it's up in there, it's up in my shelf, is Where the Red Fern Grows.
Oh my God. I have not seen that film forever.
Cried every time.
So this is not really funny, but it reminds me of a story from when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
So we tried to watch, it was either Where the Red Fern Grows or the Red Badge of Courage in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, the video store accidentally put the VHS for Watcher in the Woods, which was this really scary-ish Disney film. Well, the teachers, of course...
Is it a Disney film and it's scary?
It's a little freaky. The teachers didn't notice until halfway through that we weren't watching the film we were supposed to, and we all forced them to leave it on because we were all riveted. I own that movie at home.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's kind of... I like it. It's kind of fun.
What's it called again?
Watcher in the Woods. Mm-hmm. It has a fairy...
Is it like a PG-13 or...
Yeah. It's kind of like Something Wicked This Way Comes Disney.
It's like Goosebumps or something?
Girl, Goosebumps was not around when we were kids.
It was when I was.
I watched Goosebumps.
Yeah, as you were like a young adult getting older.
Like 17 or 18 or something, right?
That's not a kid. 24. I'm talking, I said fourth grade.
Did you ever read the books?
Goosebumps?
No, I was too old for that.
Yeah, I read them. I said I read them to my cousin who I taught how to crawl.
Y'all, I'm going to have to say this right now. Because somebody actually went out and bought The Hunger Games. Because we've been talking about it.
Really?
This book is... I'm on the third and last book. And I'm going to be upset because it's ending.
No,
this
you won't.
This book is so fucking good,
you guys.
How
can you be upset when it's over? Are you really... Do you really want Cantus to go through more
shit? I don't. But God, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. You just
is
have
this
to...
the only books that the author has written?
You know, I don't know.
Because they're fucking good books.
Well, I'd imagine if they are, she got book deals for a lot more. I mean, these were these were on the bestseller list before even the movie was even thought about.
Did these books, were they written after Twilight or during Twilight or?
Probably
after.
I think the first book was after or during when they were coming out. Because I know that I read the first one when it first was on the bestseller list.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'd already read all the Twilights.
God, you guys, I don't know how to say it. I mean, it's just, I've never been, I guess, captured by a book before than these books.
Well, this book is what, like, Lord of the Flies was when we were growing up. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of, it's still a book that it's not too graphic that... younger adults can read,
right?
You can learn something from it, but at the same time, like, I really hope on the new movie that they do, you know, that it is adult enough, because the stuff they deal with, the things
is
they go
very
through,
adult,
the murder, the death that happens, the political themes that go through this,
right,
you know, are crazy.
I do have to say that when I first heard about The Hunger Games, it was from my sister, who's 11 years old at the time. She was like, oh, I'm reading this book. It's about this thing where, like, these people make these kids, like, have to fight in a game, and they kill each other, and blah, 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 da, da, da. And I'm like, what? What are you reading?
So I've never...
And my mom's like...
This third book is worse than... I mean, when it comes to, like, what is happening to these kids, it's a lot worse than the other two. I mean, well, actually, the first book... There's a lot of bad things that happen.
Well, at least the third book, though, takes it from the kid to learning the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and actually it opens up globally how, you know, how manipulation and government works.
Right.
Which I think is also very interesting for kids to kind of get an insight on why it's important to vote, since it's important to speak up. I don't know. There's all kinds of...
And not to believe everything that you hear.
The teacher's coming out on me. I'm like, oh, we can bring this shit up. But yeah, I've never met his younger sister, except we have talked on Skype once, and you know how we bonded?
That was fun.
I pretty much pulled off books from my shelf. I'm like, have you read this series? Yep. Have you read this book? Oh no, I didn't know those two were out. I'm like, I'll send them to you. Have you read this series? Oh no. Have you read this series? Yes.
Do you know what I saw at the metro station?
What?
They have a place where you can drop off books and pick up a book and share books.
Oh, there's all kinds of stuff. Like, when
I've never seen
when
that
you go
before.
On cruises, there's always a place on the cruise ship normally that has kind of like a book drop-off.
Oh, so you mean on a boat?
On a ship.
Oh, okay.
Were you with us when we got schooled on the difference between a ship and a boat?
No, I don't think I was.
I recently just had that conversation with someone.
Yeah, we were talking. Who was that with?
Was that a pizza?
Must have been somebody fat.
No, it was...
No, I think it had to have been when we were at Paisanos after the... Glenn Hansard concert.
There's a Paisanos in where I work.
It's so damn good.
Paisanos is really good. Maybe I'll go there.
I'm telling you, the cookie. Excuse me. We'll pause. We'll talk about this pizza for a second. I have never had pizza crust like this in my life, ever. It tastes like a cross between a cookie and pizza crust. It's kind of cornmeal based, but it has a sweetness to it and a crunch. And it's a fucking addicting. You will eat the whole pizza yourself and not realize it's good.
Maybe I need to get that when I'm depressed.
And not on Weight Watchers? Yeah. I gotta count that one, bitch.
This past weekend, I drank way too much because I got on the scale and I gained 2.3 pounds.
That's okay. That's okay. You can bounce
and
back.
And then
you just gotta count.
I've been counting. And I found out a 32-ounce Slurpee is only 8 points, which I think is good.
8 points.
But I get 59 points a day.
See, I still don't get this new Weight Watcher point system. Because back when I did it and lost 30 pounds, 8 points is a fucking meal.
Right, it is. It totally is. But fruits and vegetables don't count now.
I know.
They're
zero. I do like that.
Except for corn is 2 points. There's certain vegetables and fruit that have like super high amounts of sugar.
Yeah, I used, because they used to count, I used to make my own spaghetti sauce from scratch to make sure that I could count it as zero. I used to make my own condiments. I did. I'm good like that.
Ew.
I'm Martha.
You like make your own mustard?
And mayonnaise and ketchup.
But that doesn't have, well, ketchup and mustard doesn't have points. No matter if you buy it or not.
No, but I still liked it.
I don't.
Because I knew what
I needed. I would never use homemade mayonnaise.
If your eggs come from a good place.
No. Unless it was made from.
Oh, I love that man. Mayonnaise.
And speaking about check what I found out.
Oh no. All right, we're at 41 minutes. I think we have to go.
Shut up. We didn't talk about anything.
Yeah, shit.
I do want to say, you guys,
actually we did talk about everything we wrote down there.
No.
Yes,
I'm about to talk about the last one. Oh, you haven't. You need to update. You guys, you may know someone named Omar, and he was a podcaster, and he did a show called The Other O, and he's a really cool guy. He's fucking cute. He's the one that I took the pictures of at Big Chicks.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing those pictures.
Him. Mm-hmm. That's Omar, and so Lauren and I had dinner with him, actually, this week over at Peace Pizza, which I have a complaint about just Chicago in general.
That's
with pizza.
I met you there.
Yeah. I won't say what the realization that I received that night. But
I'm quality.
There was a little bit more than I expected there.
In comparison to I
could tell
there were some strings attached that I don't think you had informed him
right
of.
And that I discovered.
The night you guys met?
Yes.
Oh.
I could talk about it. I could talk about it. I have no problem.
Those strings. Yeah. Got it.
So, this is just a Chicago complaint in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a large pizza with just cheese is $17.35. Then it's $1.60 per item that you stick on the fucking pizza.
I think it's also more Peace Pizza because A, those pizzas are huge, and B, it's...
But it's the same at the deep dish places too.
Well, deep dish is different. Those is a lot of fucking cheese. That is a lot of cheese on a Chicago-style pizza.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that is a thick crust and like a pound of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense. On the Peace Pizza stuff, that doesn't make sense. That's thin crust, but it is huge,
mm-hmm.
and I don't agree with that. But man, you just need to come back to our house because next door to us, we have decent pizza. It's not the world's greatest.
It's not the same one.
Oh, but it's so fucking good too. No.
Is it that one?
Yeah, it's
but
that
one. But that's not close to your house.
Yes, it is now. It still is.
It was next
door. No, it was next door to your house.
It's a block away from ours.
You don't consider that close?
Dude, we literally live a block.
I'm not connecting this because I went to your new house and I don't get where the old one is. Maybe I just didn't go the right way.
Yeah, we're seriously a block, if not a block and a half away from where he used to live.
So you walk down the street, and then you take a left, and you're at the light.
Oh, no.
That...
Yeah, you know how we were walking, and when we got to Ridge, as we were going
this
to Thrive.
This is intriguing to everyone.
I know. You know how we got to the stoplight before we turned by the...
By White Castle?
No. Girl, let me tell my story. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we walked...
Hey, I went to White Castle last week.
When we walked to Pride... And we turned onto Ridge next door to the dry cleaners.
Uh-huh.
That corner is the closest corner to where he used to live.
I'm going to have to go during the day when I'm not hungover.
Yeah, or drunk, and then pissing on our floor in the bathroom.
Because where it was really close.
Well, yeah, he lived next door.
Right.
Anyway, but yeah, but it's good. It's buy one, get one for $14 mm-hmm. for a medium pizza. One topping.
But like, I like in Florida, when you get a pizza, you get everything on it. It's $16. Well, everything.
Yeah, if you order it from Papa John's.
But you're not in Florida anymore.
We got 10% tax here, too. Let me tell
you. I know. I hate that shit, too. I'm going to start saving my receipts. I'm going to claim it.
How are you going to claim that shit?
You can claim sales tax.
How?
Collect all your receipts and claim it.
There is no way.
You can't. Y'all, we had a problem. It's fixed now.
And stop recording.
But we need to stop.
We should have stopped recording anyway.
So, can we not talk about sales tax?
Goodbye, Ricky.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text message us at 863-666-0377.
Damn, that sangria just got to you, didn't
it? It is, y'all. It's like...
Someone's ordering a pizza.
But yeah, I haven't... Oh, God.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
It does, but there's not one close to here other than the expensive place.
That's too bad. So to evaluate the situation... Sopranos
or whatever it's called here.
Sparrows.
Yeah. No, not Sparrows.
Subterranean.
No, it's S-A-P-R-I-A-N-O-S. Saprinios or something like that. It's on the train all the time.
Oh. It's on your mom all the time.
I thought we were leaving.
So you should email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter as foulmonkeys or jamesleroyfm.
You can also like us on our Facebook fan page.
Awesome. And you can also follow us on Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Hi, Lala. We're leaving.
Lauren. What? We have drunk 4 bottles of wine.
Why don't we talk to her once we end end?
Goodbye, everybody.
Tell everybody hey real quick.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
All right, this is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.